Southeast Radio's Business Matters with Carl Fitzpatrick.
Well, we all know that personalities within the workplace can make or break a positive working environment. But can we change our workplace personalities, or is it our behaviours that we need to adapt? Ryan Sherman from Hogan Assessment Systems joins us now to discuss this important distinction. Ryan, start by providing us with an insight into the services which Hogan Assessment Systems provide.
Sure. Yeah, we are a global provider of personality assessments to help organizations and businesses make critical decisions. So that could be about who to hire, who to promote, who's high potential, who needs to be on a particular kind of development plan, helping a lot with leadership development.
So how important is it to understand your personality type before deciding a career to pursue?
Well, personality impacts pretty much every aspect of our life. So when we think about any important aspect of human behavior, whether it's a career choice or, another important choice in our lives is our love choice. Personality has some role to play in that. And so when it comes to career choice, we know that there's a couple of aspects of personality that really play incredibly important roles. The first is what we value and what we find most interesting. And so there's lots and lots of research showing that the kinds of things that we're interested in predict the kinds of careers that we go into. So if you're interested in aesthetics and in the beauty and nature, we're more likely to go into artistic careers. We're more likely to work in movie production, music, those kinds of things. Whereas if we're interested in things that are very technical and very specific or working with our hands or anything like that, we're much more likely to go into careers like engineering. But the other important aspect of our personality that has to do with career choice is our what we call our bright side personality. That's sort of who we are, who we show up to when we're with our friends, what other people would say about us. And that tells us how well we're going to perform on the job. What are the things that we're really good at? Are we good at customer service? Are we good at focusing on process? Are we good at building a team? All of those kinds of skill sets are reflected in our personality.
So what are the key personality-related issues which occur in the workplace, and how should they be managed?
Well, pretty much everything in the workplace has something to do with personality. I'll say this. We know that personality predicts what kinds of jobs you go into, as we just discussed. We also know that personality predicts how well we perform on those jobs and which tasks we tend to be best at. But personality also predicts the ways that we go wrong on the job, the ways that we derail, or what we sometimes refer to as the dark sides of our personality, the things that lead us into trouble. And so one of the things that we know that happens in organizations is the personality characteristics that often get us into leadership roles are often those same characteristics that get us into trouble that lead to us failing in those leadership roles as well. And so with a high-quality personality assessment, you can understand those tendencies, understand your own behavioral tendencies, and be able to mitigate those risks, right? Be able to capitalize on the strengths, but also mitigate those risks so that you can, achieve your career potential.
So during the recruitment process, what can employers do to assess an employee's suitability to the company, and what stage should it be done at?
Well, so a couple of things have to happen during that process. So the first thing that has to happen is the employer, it's really critical to begin with the job analysis. So it's essential that you understand what job you're actually hiring for, what are the essential competencies, what are the critical characteristics that you need to perform well on that job. But once that's identified, it's pretty straightforward to use a scientifically validated personality assessment like the ones that we use at Hogan to assess those characteristics in individuals. And where should you start? We typically say you should start as early as possible because what tends to happen in the workplace is when we're doing recruiting or doing hiring is we start eliminating people on factors that may or may not be relevant to the actual job. And so we prefer to start with a personality assessment because we know we're keying in on the factors that are relevant right away.
And what are the red flags that employers should be looking out for?
Yeah, well, there's a number of red flags that can show up in any personality profile. One of the things that we know about personality is that, again, our strengths are oftentimes our weaknesses. The things that we think of that make us great in a particular role can also be our ultimate downfall in those roles. So one of the things that's unique about our set of assessments, I mentioned this term earlier, is that we have a set of assessments that focuses on your derailers, your dark side, the things that get you into trouble. And in fact, these on our assessments and reports, they're actually colored in red, so they really do stand out as red flags. But there's other. We have identified 11 things that really get people into trouble at work. So one is being excitable and being emotional and being volatile and sort of being very overreactive to tiny changes in circumstances. another one of these red flags that, that sometimes shows up is what we call being diligent or micromanaging. So these are people who are very perfectionistic, right? So this is a clear play way where this is a strength that turns into a weakness, right? So we can be perfectionistic and try to get everything just right and do really, really well while we're working on the job. But as we get into a leadership role, we tend to micromanage our staff. We tend to slow down the process because we are unable to let go of things. We want to control everything ourselves. So that's a clear example that, it can be a strength, but it's also a red flag.
And is it possible for people to change or adapt their personality traits to suit an organization's culture?
Yeah, so personality really doesn't change very much, but what does change, what can change, is behavior. And so that's where we think personality assessment is really critical, because when you get that feedback on this is how people see you, this is how you tend to behave, this is the way that you tend to think about problems and approach situations, getting that kind of feedback can give you that awareness, an understanding of the things that you want to do, you sort of naturally want to do. And what we actually have found in our research is that the most effective leaders are the ones who understand their strengths and weaknesses. They're aware of their tendencies, and they're able to resist the tendency when the time calls for it. So they're able to shift their behavior in the opposite direction from where they normally want to go. So this could be a leader who is very, too strategic, too big picture, too visionary, right? But if they know that about themselves, they can recognize times when they need to step back, they need to focus on the details, they need to become more tactical and solve a very specific problem. And the leaders who can do that are actually the most effective ones.
On a broader note, Hogan Assessment Systems has identified three HR trends to watch in 2024. The first of these trends is a shift towards developing internal talent rather than searching for new hires. What's driving this?
Well, a big driver there seems to be a shift in the total number of people who are employed right now or eligible for employment or applying for jobs, right? So as we see, well, I just saw some numbers the other day that suggested that the teenage workforce is growing. Well, one reason that the teenage workforce is growing is because there's more jobs for teenagers, because adults, there's fewer adults to apply for those jobs. And so I think that's a big part of it, is that there's a shortage of talent right now in terms of total number of people to fill the jobs that need to be filled, people willing to work. We've seen large numbers of retirements among the baby boomer generation. We've also seen, COVID, I think, has had a profound impact on the way people kind of want to do work and the kind of work people want to do. So I think all of that has impacted the total labor market. And as the number of people who are engaged in the labor market has decreased, that's created the need for employers to focus on the talent that they currently have.
You also believe that there's been a shift in the balance of power from the employer to the employee. What impact will this have on the workforce?
Well, I think it's created workforces that focus, popular term is work-life balance. And so I think that's what we've seen, is that there's more emphasis on employee benefits that we don't really think of, or we historically haven't been thought of as benefits, right? So hours that are flexible, hybrid working situations, those kinds of things I think many employees see as a benefit. But historically, those weren't listed in a benefits package. I also think it creates a more equitable workforce, particularly for women. Often women in the workforce have had multiple responsibilities, one caretaking children and also doing their job. This kind of flexibility in workplace arrangements, this sort of empowerment for employees, has created a more equitable situation for women who can use flexible working hours to win at both ends of the game.
And of course, the term AI is on everyone's lips right now, but what impact could it have on the future of the HR function?
Well, I think artificial intelligence is impacting HR in pretty much every aspect, right? So I think from a recruiting side, AI is having an impact there. I think AI also has the power to impact not just the people doing the recruiting, but also the people being recruited, that they can use AI tools themselves to be seen as more attractive, to get linked up with the right jobs. AI is going to impact the HR function in terms of talent management. It's going to impact HR functions in terms of performance reviews and performance management as well. So I think there's a whole host of things that anytime we have some kind of repetitive task, even if it's somewhat complex, reviewing, summarizing, interpreting information, AI tools are going to step in ways that I think are ultimately going to be really beneficial for lots and lots of people. But I think it's pretty poised to change lots of HR. I think the big questions that we have remaining around AI concern security, and I think it also concerns privacy of information and data sharing. But as those concerns get addressed, I actually look at AI the way I look at cloud computing 10 or 12 years ago. Everybody was very concerned about data being on the cloud. Is your data on the cloud? We need to sign agreements and documents and check all kinds of things. And I think that's what's happening with AI right now. And I think in 10 or 12 years, those kinds of things, everybody will be using AI in certain ways that we won't really think much about anymore.
And are there any HR-related AI tools that you would recommend to our listeners this morning?
I do know that the large language model tools are quite effective at doing things like, helping with email, just really simple kinds of things, right? Let's say I need to craft, if I'm an HR worker and I need to craft rejection letters, those can be difficult to do at times. Maybe you have a template in your company, maybe not. But using AI tools to help you build a rejection letter template that you can use for job applicants can really be a time saver. So there's actually some research published just a few months ago showing that a consulting firm increased productivity by like 20% by adding these to their work.
Ryan, finally, we started the interview talking about personality in the workplace, and we've spoken about how AI might change HR. So with that in mind, what do you think the future workplace might look like?
Well, I don't think it's going to look dramatically different from what it looks like today. I do think we will continue to see hybrid and remote working being in high demand. I do think we're going to see adoption of AI tools be pretty widespread over the next decade.
Well, if you've just tuned in, that was Ryan Sherman from Hogan Assessment Systems. And it was interesting to hear Ryan's thoughts on workplace personalities and behaviours and the HR trends to look out for in the year ahead.
Southeast Radio's Business Matters with Carl Fitzpatrick.